Today's shir is Masechta Nida Daf Lamed Vav. We begin on Daf Lamed Hey Amud Beis, three lines from the bottom. Toshma. Dvasa Titma. Actually, the Pasuk says in the parasha of Yeledus from Nidus Dvasa Titma. And just to begin today's shir again with where we left off in yesterday's shir, we had a machloikus yesterday between Rav and Levi. If Mayan Echod, if there is one Mayan, one source of dam in the Isha's body, Vatara Tamasa, Vatara Tarasai, sometimes the Torah said it's Tamay, sometimes the Torah said it's Tahar. And Levi's opinion, which said that there are Shtei Mayanis, one is Tamay and one is Tahar. And actually, as we learned in our previous shir, the Gemara locked in Rav, Rakdim Beis Shammai, the Machloikis that we had in the Mishnah, between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, to hold like the opinion of Rav. And the Gemara now begins, again, to ask a question on the opinion of Levi. So again, the Gemara starts, Devasa Titma, the Parasha HaTorah, that we've been discussing so extensively in our Shiurim, that speaks about a Yoledes, that the Halach is a Yoledes, the first 7 days by a boy, she's Tamei no matter what. And the next 33 days, she's Torah no matter what. And by a girl, she's Tamei no matter what for the first 14 days. And Torah no matter what for the next 66 days. We learn from these words, L'rabbis is Boyalo, that the person who is Boyal a Yoledes also becomes Tamei. Devasa Titma, L'rabbis Halaylos, to teach us that she's not only Tamei by day, but she's also Tamei by night. Devasa Titma, L'rabbis HaLeiledes B'zov, we've mentioned, and we're going to learn later in our shir, on the Mishnah on Daf Lamed Vav Amud Beis, that the Torah HaKadosh teaches us that a woman who was a Zava, that means, as we know, a woman's life is a cycle of 7 days of being able to become a Nida, 11 days when she becomes a Zava. If a woman during that time has, during the time that she is pregnant, during the day that she could become a Zava, had 3 days of Rias, and then as we're going to learn, her pain, her labor pain, was forced labor, her labor pain subsided, she's considered a Yoledes B'Zav, that the Halach is, Shatzricha Shateshav Shivin Nikiyim, that after the baby is born, she has to have Shiva Nakim for the days that she was, for the fact that she became a Zava Gedola, given that she had Rias for 3 days. Farshim asked the question that how can we learn from these words so many different halachas? Isn't the rule throughout Shas that from one word, from you could only learn one halacha? Here we're learning three halachas. So I saw two different pshatim. One pshat that I saw is that the Torah actually has a number of words that we're learning from Eval Isha, Menidas, Nevasa, Titma. So we have a number of words to learn these halachas that we just learned. Or another pshat that I saw is all that the Torah says with these words is that Yoledes has a din of a Nida. Once we say that the Yoledes has a din of a Nida, so just like we learned earlier in our perek, that a boyless Hanida is Tamei, therefore, so too will be the halacha of someone who's boil or yoledes. And just like we learned that when a person is tumen nida, the tumas nida is not limited to the days, but includes the nights as well, so too will be the halacha by a yoledes. Furthermore, there's an interesting tshuva from the Chibina Rav. Here, it seems that the Gemara has to have a special limud to teach us that the lilies, the nights, are included in the Tumah. Otherwise, we would say, since the only Torah speaks about Yom, days, it's only by day, night by night. The question that the Chibina Rav discusses is whenever somebody says something is to be done by day, what is the halacha if it was done by night? Has he fulfilled what he's supposed to fulfill? Or if something's not supposed to be done, and the way it was phrased is that it may not be done by day, and if it was done by night, is it considered that you violated the rule? The truth is, the Shabina Rav himself says that in all of these situations, we have a klal that we go after Lashon B'nai Adam. We follow the way people normally speak. And when people say day, but it's obvious that they meant the whole day, 24 hours, then this is not a relevant issue. Now the Gemara brings this brisa that we just learned to see how it could be consistent with the opinions of Rav and Levi that we discussed in the previous year. We mentioned at the beginning of our shiur today. It says the Bar Bishlam L'Rav D'Amma Mayan Echadhu. According to Rav, that there's only one Mayon from which the Tomei and the Tar blood come. We could understand why the Torah says that she has to have Zayin Nikiyim, because the dam that came when she was pregnant, the dam that she came, even though there was a break in the time after she had the baby, it doesn't make a difference, because the Torah says that that dam has to have Zayin Nikiyim. However, Ela Levi Dam Shnei Mayon is saying, according to Levi, who says there's Dam Tohor and Dam Tamei, Lamali Shiva, why do you have to have Shiva Nikiyim? Let's think about it. The dam that the Torah is, the dam, even if there is dam after she had the baby, and after that dam, after it's a week by a boy, or after 2 weeks by a girl, that dam is not Dam Tamei. So b'mashu sagya, as long as there's been no, as long as the mayan hatomei, the mayan of the mei ziva closes, that is all that should be needed. And even if there will be dam, doesn't make a difference. That's dam from a mayan hator, and dam from a mayan hator is tor. According to Rav, it's the Torah that tells us sometimes it's tamei and sometimes it's tor. So as long as you don't have zayin nikiyim, so according to Rav, that's dam tamei. But according to Levi, once that dam mayan closed after she had the baby, and the may toyar begin, the halacha should be that that's all that's required. Answers the Gemara, indeed. Hachikama, this is what Levi will hold. Tzricha, shetafsik mashu. All you really need is that she should have a hefsik of a mashu. That once you have that hefsik of a mashu, yalu al shivin nekiyim. It'll be good enough for Shiva Nikiyim, that she should not be, and even though she won't actually be clean, that doesn't make a difference. It's a Mayan Tor, and dam that comes out from Mayan Tor doesn't bother us. Toshma. And to review this price that we discussed on Daf Yud Amud Beis, which we goes back to the first Mishnah that we learned in the Masechta. The first Mishnah in the Masechta discussed a woman who has a Riyah, who has a discharge, and we don't know exactly when it came. So we had a three-way machloikas in the Mishnah. Shammai's opinion was that she's only tamei from when she discovers the discharge. Levi's opinion, Hillel's opinion was that she's tamei retroactively until the last time she did a bedika. The Chacham's opinion is she's tamei retroactively either to the last time she did a bedika or to the last time she, or to 24 hours, whichever is shorter. But we also learned on Daf Yud, that there are certain women who are mesulekas damim, that are considered that they are no longer seeing dam, and those women, everybody will agree by those women to the opinion of Shammai, that she's dayashata, she's only tamei moving forward, not moving backwards. The Mishnah spoke about a muberes, the Gemara spoke about a muberes, someone who is pregnant, someone who's menekas, someone who's nursing, a psula, a zakena, that all of these women are considered mesulek estamim, and because they're mesulek estamim, then everybody agrees by them is that dayushata. And now the Gemara from that brisa attempts to ask a question on Rav. It says, Yimei ibura oilon yimei menekta. The Mishnah says, the brisa said, that when is the woman considered that she's considered mesulekas damim, if 30 days passed without dam. And therefore the Brisa said, Yimei Menekta, Yimei Menekta, Yimei Mibura. Days that she's pregnant combined with day she's nursing, and so too vice versa. And the price explained itself. Keitzer, hefsikish time in Meibura. There were 2 months while she was pregnant that she saw no dan. Fachs be Meiminikta, and then 1 month while she was nursing, or vice versa. Shtaim be Meiminikta, 2 30 periods while she's nursing. Fachs be Meibura, and 1 30 period while she's pregnant, or Achus amachts be Meibura, 45 days while she's pregnant. Vachs amachts be Meiminikta, and 45 days while she's nursing. We have not a required 90 days, and the 90 days that she's tar. Says the Gemara. Bishlam l'Rav, according to Rav, that says, the Amma Mayan Echad Hu, Shemach Abay Shefrik Sholosh Oynes. Rav said there's 1 Mayan, so how can we determine that she's tar? We have to have 90 days of tar. El Levi, the Amma Shnei Mayan is saying, Lamali Hefrik Sholosh Oynes. As soon as she stops seeing dam, so that should be enough. As soon as she stops seeing dam, after the May later, so here we said that she's minekis. If she's minekis, it doesn't mean that she has to, the Rishonim said it doesn't have to mean that she's actually nursing. The fact is that it's within the days of Yimei Leida. And according to Levi, blood that comes during the Yimei Toyar, the 14 to 80 days by a girl, for example, are coming from a Mayan Tahar. So why does he paskin that you have to have 90 clean days? As long as they're during days of a Mayan Tor, it should be enough. Ella Lev Dom Shnei Mayan is saying, Lamali Hefzik Shalosh Oynes. But Mashu Sagi, as long as she falls into the category of Torah days, it should be enough. Answers the Gemara, indeed. What Lev is going to say is, Hachikama, Tzrich Shetavzik Mashu, as long as there's a Hefzik that she stops seeing Dam, then she could start counting the Shalosh Oynes. She could count the 90 days, and even if there's dam during those 90 days, but that dam is coming, according to Levi, from a Mayan Tahor, and dam that comes from a Mayan Tahor doesn't disturb me, and should be considered Mislakas Dam. So I saw that the Meraimei Soda and the Stipler ask a very obvious question. When is the Lomdus that we learned that you need to have 90 clean days to be Mislakas Dam? Because if we see that the woman didn't have dam for 90 days, it's a raya that she's a Mislekes Damim, and the halachas that we learned in the first Mishnah, the Masechta, don't apply to her. At the end of the day, this woman, the way the Gemara is giving the Teretz, did see dam for 90 days. So once she saw dam for 90 days, why, during those 90 days, why could she be considered Mislekes Damim? So the Stipler says a very big aside. He says, we're learning, there's 2 words that are discussed in the yeshivas, simen and seba. Simen means that it's a sign. So if we see that a woman didn't see dam for 90 days, that's a simen that she's a mislekes damim. Says the Stipler, Levi is not going to learn that way. Levi is going to learn, it's not a simen, it's a seba. And as soon as we have a seba in place, not to be concerned, it makes no difference if there's dam or there is no dam. Once I have that seba, that's all that I have to be concerned. And here we have the seba, and that's why we could be lenient. Tashma. Tvishavin, Beroy Achadam Toyer. Everybody, meaning, even though as we just quoted, we had a machloikis in the first Mishnah, if a woman has a discharge, what should she do? We quoted the machloikis of Shammai, Hillel, and the Chachamim. It's interesting, the Aruch Lener points out that if you look in Rashi, Rashi says Shammai v'Hillel. Rashi doesn't mention the Chachamim. But as I mentioned a moment ago, there's really 3 opinions in that first Mishnah Masechta. Shammai, Hillel, and the Chachamim. So why doesn't Rashi mention the opinion of the Chachamim? So the Aruch Lener says a very big chiddush. The Aruch Lener says, we always learned from when we began the Masechta that indeed there's a 3-way machlokes, Shammai, Hillel, and Chachamim. He says there's no 3-way machlokes, Shammai, Hillel, and Chachamim. Rather, he says, what the way to learn the Mishnah is, and the way to learn the Mishnah is, that the Chachamim have a different way of understanding the opinion of Hillel than the way Hillel is stated in the Mishnah. But it's not that there's a machlokes. There's really only 2 opinions, Shammai and Hillel. The Mishnah is quoting two versions of how to understand Hillel. But again, what's relevant to us? The Shavin, everybody agrees. B'roi achadam toyer. That means, going back to what we said at the beginning of our shiur today, this woman had a baby boy or a baby girl, and now, after that baby was born, she had the day, the Yimei Tumah, 7 by boy, 14 by a girl, and then the Yimei Toyer, 33 by boy, 66 by a girl, and the first Riyah after those days, Taloch ish da'ishata. Taloch is that everybody will agree, even Hillel, even the Chachamim, that she's not Tamei retroactively. Ask the Gemara. Bishlam Levi Dom Shnei Mayonah saying, according to Levi that says that they're two Mayonahs, Shemacha da'ishata. That's why we could understand why the Halacha is da'ishata. We have all these days that she, that the dam that she saw doesn't, isn't metame, because the days that he made tar, are not tame. And therefore, after those days, that mayon is the mayon that's in place, which is a mayon tar. And since it's a mayon tar, like Rashi is explaining, she's like a menekes. And since she's a menekes, she's like a menekes, everybody agrees, as I said 2 minutes ago, da'yishat. El rav de man, amadai mayon echerhu. And sometimes the Torah said that this mayon is tomei. And sometimes the Torah said that this mayon is tomei. So here she's back to a mayon tomei. The dam is tomei. So why is da'locha da'yishat? El rav de mayon echerhu, amai da'yishat. Isn't this brisa that says that the first Riya is still Tahor, is because we say there must be two Mayonis, and this is still from the Mayan that's Tahor. Answers the Gemara. Tatama, the halacha should be, like by every woman that we learned in the beginning of the Masechta, that's Tamei retroactively, Meis Leis 24 hours. Answers the Gemara, the Lekashos. Which means as follows. Let's think about this case. It's Tuesday. Tuesday is day 80 by a girl. So the dam that comes on Tuesday is not a problem, because it's Dimei Toyar. Now, she sees dam on Tuesday morning, on Wednesday morning. If we go back 24 hours from Wednesday morning to Tuesday morning, so that's still in the time where all dam is Tahar. There will be no question that that dam is not Tomei. So since all the dam that she saw then, that dam we couldn't make Tomei, so the halach of 24 hours can't apply, because we take 24 hours back from when she saw the dam, it's still during the days of Tahara. That's why Rav says we only look forward, not backwards. Ask the Gemara, right, given the example that I just gave, if you went back 24 hours, she wouldn't be Tomei. But let's say we go up to the night. Let's say we go up to the night. That means, as I said, Tuesday was the last day of the 80 days. Tuesday night she does a bedika. It's fine. Wednesday morning she sees dam. So yes, as I just explained, if we went back 24 hours, we would be going into the time that's in the Yimei Toyer. Certainly that she can't be tamei. But why don't we go up to the last time she made a bedika, which was Tuesday night? That Tuesday night was already after the 80 days. Ask the Gemara, v'tetam b'kida l'b'kida. Yes, we can't go back 24 hours, because by going back 24 hours, we're going into the time of Yimei Toyer, but we should be able to go to the last bedika, which is after Yimei Toyer. Answers the Gemara, kiyon dem esel esel leka, b'kida nami l'go b'azer rabban. And as the Chasam Sof explains the Gemara, because the Gemara is sort of difficult to understand, he says. Why does one have to do with the other? Yes, as we explained, you can't have 24 hours retroactive, but we explained you could have Bedika retroactive. So why does one have to do with the other? So Chasam Sofer explains, as we learned at the beginning of the Masechta, this entire situation of a woman that has a Riyah, and there was no Hargosha, as we learned at the beginning of Masechta, and therefore she's not Tamei Midaraisa, is all based on Sveikis. And it's all, as we discussed many times at the beginning of the Masechta, only a special Durabonim. Up to the point that we learned many times at the beginning of the Masechta, that this rule only applies for Taharis. It doesn't apply for every woman. So since it's a special rule that only applies by Taharis and doesn't apply by every woman, so it's a special rule that Chazal said that only when all of the conditions can be met do we apply the rule. When all of the conditions cannot be met, as the example that we just gave, that the 24-hour retroactive cannot be applied, so we don't apply any rules at all. Tashma, you let this dissolve. We learned in yesterday's shiur that let's say a woman was a zava, that we discussed at the beginning of today's shiur, and we're going to discuss in the mission in a moment, has to have zayin nekiyim. She's safra, so she counted the zayin nekiyim, v'loy tavla, and then she didn't go to the mikveh yet, which the halacha is that after the zayin nekiyim, you're supposed to go to the mikveh, v'rasa, and then she has another riyah. Hocha Beisham l'shita son. Beisham, I follow their shita, and they say that once a woman's time of being tamei passed, even though she was supposed to go to the mikveh, we discussed this in the Mishnah, Daf Lamed Aleph, we discussed this in yesterday's shiur, Daf Lamed Hey, even though she was supposed to go to the mikveh, but she didn't go to the mikveh, so according to Beisham, she's not tamei midaraisa, and since she's not tamei midaraisa, we learned in the Mishnah, only the moist dam will be tamei, not the dry dam. Beishilul l'shitasim. Beisil follow their shita, and Beisil say that since she didn't go to the mikveh, she's still tamei midaraisa, and even dry dam will be tamei. So makes the Gemara's point. Bishlam l'Rav dam amayin acher hu. According to Rav, we could understand Beisil's opinion, because Beisil holds there's one mayon. Shemach mitam alach v'yavish. This is one mayon, and this mayon, the Torah said that until you go to the mikveh, it's tamei. Ella Levi asked the Gemara, "Amish day mayon same?" And there's days that the mayon tamei is an operative. That days that the mayon tor is operative. So now we're ready after the zayin nekiyim. Once we're after the zayin nekiyim, asked the Gemara, so now the mayon tor is operative. So why would that dam be tamei midaraisa according to Beis Hillel? Ella Levi. And now since we're past the Zayin Nekiyim, so we have the Mayon HaTor operative, according to Levi, which is another way of saying that the Dam is Tamim Midaraisa. It's in the days of the Mayon Tor. Answers Amalach Levi. So Levi responds, another Amri Ketana Devashav. I'm following the opinion, in other words, says Levi, this braisa indeed is difficult to explain. This braisa is difficult to explain according to my opinion, but it doesn't bother me, because the braisa that we just learned a moment ago, the braisa begins with shoven, poshipshat, as we learned, was a raya to the opinion of Levi. Yes, the Gemara was able to explain it according to Rav, but poshipshat, it was backing Levi's opinion. So says Levi, we have here a machloikis habraisis. This braisa that we just learned seems to indicate not like me. The previous braisa seems to indicate that I am correct, and I'm going to paskin like the previous braisa. That's one teretz the Gemara gives. Another teretz, v'brais even b'shafas. What it means is as follows. As we learned in the previous year, even Levi that holds shtei mayonis, and the mayon during the may tamei is a tamei de gemayon, and the mayon during the may taro is a taro de gemayon. Levi agrees, we learned in the previous year, that even if you'll say shtei mayonis, Levi agrees that if the dam started coming from when it was a mayon tamei and it continues into the days when she's tar, the dam is tamei, because it started from when there was a mayon tamei. So when we speak over here that the dam that came after the Zayin Nekiyim Arop is still considered Tameh, because there was never a stop in that dam. And as the Echranim explained, the Gemara gave two terutzim, because each one of the terutzim that we just learned has in it a deficiency. The first teretz creates a machloikas abraisis, which is something that we try to avoid. The second teretz locks the braisa into speaking about a specific situation. So since each teretz has its own deficiency, the Gemara mentioned both terutzim. V'has asked the Gemara, how could you say that we're speaking about a case that it went from one, from the Meita Tuma, from the Zayin Nekiyim, into past, without a stop. Well, let's read the words of the Braisa. For her Sofra Katani, that she counted Zayin Nekiyim. So she didn't see Dam. So how could you explain that speaking about Shafas? Answers the Gemara. Hacha be led us in the cave of the Zavaskin. Very interesting teretz. As we said, and we're going to learn this now in a moment, the halach is that a yeledes bezov requires seven nekiyim, zayin nekiyim. So let's think about this case. There was a woman who during a pregnancy became a zova. That was saying, and we keep on repeating, we'll have to have zayin nekiyim. She has a baby girl, and the first 7 days after the baby girl is born, she sees no dam. So even though she's tamei during those days, because as we keep on repeating, she's tamei actually for 2 weeks. So even though she's tamei for 2 weeks, but Zayin Nekiyim she has. So now during the first week, and the Rishonim will explain, it has to be by a girl. Because by a boy, once the 7 days are up, she's completely tar. That's why the Gemara is speaking specifically by a girl. So she was clean for the first week. She saw dam during the second week, which doesn't make a difference really that much to us, because the second week she's tummy no matter what, because as we keep on repeating by girl, she's tummy for 14 days no matter what. And then that dam continues. So you have all worlds. On one hand, you have the Zayin Nekiyim. On the other hand, you have Shafas. Says the Gemara, Hocha b'yuledes nekev b'zov eskiden, the shvur kama poska. The first week, she didn't see any dam. So that's why she accomplished the Zayin Nekiyim. Shavua Basra, the second week, Loi Paska, she considered seeing dam. The Kesavar, and this Bryce is of the opinion, Yimei Leidososh Ein Roimba, that even though she was Tamei during the first week, because the first week is certainly Tamei after she had a girl, actually she'd be Tamei even if she had a boy. So here we can have a case of Shafas and also of having had the Zayin Nekiyim. And that's why Levi will agree that that dam, Basil says, is Tamei, because it never stopped. So Taisha says a Gevaldige Chiddush. Taisha actually says it's not very Nogei La Halacha, but it's a big Chiddush. He says, what would be the Halacha if a woman had Zayin Nekiyim? Whenever Zayin Nekiyim are required. And then after she had the Zayin Nekiyim, she sees dam. Will that break the Zayin Nekiyim? So Taisa says, it seems from our Gemara that the Zayin Nekiyim aren't affected. Because our Gemara says that she had Zayin Nekiyim, and then she had Dam, all before the 14 days were up, but the Zayin Nekiyim are still considered Zayin Nekiyim. So see, once you have Zayin Nekiyim, it's good enough. Taisa himself says, what he just said is not really relevant, Laloch Lamaisa. Because as we've quoted numerous times in our Shiurim, we follow the opinion of Rav Zeira. That the opinion of Zaira is that as soon as a woman has a discharge, even the most minimal discharge, the halacha is she has to have Zayin Nekiyim. So it doesn't make a difference that she had Zayin Nekiyim. Once she had another discharge, she's going to have Zayin Nekiyim again. What's interesting to point out, as the Taz points out, is Taisus is correct, it seems, that what he just said doesn't really have any relevance, la halacha lemaisa. But the Shulchan Aruch quotes, the Beis Yosef quotes what Taisus just said. The question is, why does Taisus quote, why does the Shulchan Aruch quote it if, as we just said, as soon as she has any discharge, we're makbid on Zayin Nekiyim? Or more. So the Taz explains. The question will be, what will be the halacha if she had Zayin Nekiyim and she had a discharge? Will that be considered Yemei Tahara or Yemei Tuma? Because there are halachas that are relevant to Yemei Tahara or Yemei Tuma. That's why the Shulchan Aruch quotes it. Finishes off the Gemara de Sugya. Amalei Shammai Misakra. Ikla Mazutra L'Asrin. Mazutra came to our city. V'dar Shachos Kavasei the Rav L'Chumra. We follow the opinion of Rav L'Chumra. V'chos Kavasei the Levi L'Chumra. And we follow the opinion of Levi L'Chumra. So Taisus right away asks the question. We've learned the Gemara many times. The Halacha says that if somebody follows everybody's lenient opinion, he's a Rasha. If somebody follows everybody's stringent opinion, he's a fool. The Gemara quotes on him, the pasuk ksil b'chayish chaylich. And like the Rosh says, it's not that ksil b'chayish chaylich teaches us, so he's a fool. It means that you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to follow opposite chumras. Yet our Gemara says that he follows opposite chumras. So Tosfos answers, when is there a halacha that you're not allowed to follow opposite chumras? What that means is that if I know the halacha is like one shita, that's the halacha I have to follow. Lekulo lechumra. But if I don't know what the halacha is, like Mazutra, who wasn't able to determine is the halacha like Rav, the halacha like the halacha like Levi. So that doesn't mean when you follow everybody's chumras that you're being exil. You just don't know. That's why you have to follow all chumras, similar to Safak Darais lechumra. However, says the Gemara, Rav Ashyama, Hilchsa Kirvase the Rav, the halacha is like Rav Ben Lekulu Ben Lechumra, and Dorish Merema, so too the Merema teach us, Hilchsa Kavase the Rav Ben Lekulu Ben Lechumra, Hilchsa Kavase the Rav Ben Lekulu Ben Lechumra. Before we begin the next sugya that we've been mentioning, the sugya of Yeledes Bezov, there's an interesting question that the Rishonim debate. As we've been learning, the Torah HaKadoshah teaches us that when a woman has a boy, she's tamei for 7 days, and for the next 33 days, she's tahor no matter what. And by a girl, everything doubles, 14 and 66. So the question that the Rishonim debate, is that halacha apply bizman hazeh? There's a Tosfos that says yes, that the din d'oraisa, that the woman is tahor for the next 33 days, by a girl 66 days, still is relevant even bizman hazeh. Most Rishonim, the Rambam and the Ravid and the Rif and the Ran, all paskin that the halacha is that just like I quoted the opinion of Reb Zeira, the Gemara mentions it, that afili roiz tipus dam kachardel yoishv zayin the kiyim even applies on the may toyer after having a baby. However, says the Noda Behuda, a very big chiddush, that since midaraisa, that woman, the dam during the Yimei Toyar is Tahar. So he says there's enough kamina la aloch lemaisa. It's really relevant to three shailas that we're going to mention. One shaila, Noda Behuda discusses as follows. We're going to learn, that's the aloch that the Shulchan Aruch quotes. Let's say a man is having relations with his wife. And while he's having relations with his wife tells him, Tamei Anoichi, I'm beginning to have my period. So aloch is he has to wait till the aver is mace. And then be poyrish. The halach is, however, that even though we're makbid, that even if somebody's having relations with his kala, she's a psula, that we should treat the dam psum like a dam nida, pretty much. But if a kala, if a chas and a kala having relations, and the kala tells the chas and tamei anoichi, he doesn't have to wait for aver mace. Says the Noda Behuda, the same thing would be during the mei toyer. So let's say a husband's having relations with his wife, During the Yimei Toyar, and she tells him Tamei Anoichi, even though normally that she's having a discharge, even though normally the halach is, you have to wait for Eva Mace, here you wouldn't have to wait for Eva Mace. That's one. Then there's another question, a very relevant question, Lalach L'maisa. And that is, let's say you have a woman who is during the 66 days after having a girl. And as we just quoted all the Rishonim, the Shulchan Aruch, and the Ramah, that say we're makbid. If she has any dam during those days, she's treated like a regular nida. She goes to the mikvah. So the question, does she make a bracha when she goes to the mikvah? Since midaraisa, she doesn't have to go to the mikvah. The only reason we're going to the mikvah is only like a mitzada chumra. So does she make a bracha on that tefillah? The Chasam Sofer Paskins, and he says actually it is the opinion of the Ramah that yes, she goes to the mikvah and makes a bracha. Now the Behuda is not so certain if a bracha should be made. A third interesting question, as we've discussed, the halach is that a woman is supposed to go to the mikvah. When a time comes to the mikvah, she should go. And if it comes out to be Friday night, even though there are questions regarding going to the mikvah on Shabbos, she should go to the mikvah. What will be the halacha discuss the Paiskim, if this woman saw dam during these 66 days, when midaraisa she's tar, she's only being machmer mitzara chumra to treat herself like a nida, may she go to the mikvah on such a, and it comes out to go to the mikvah on Friday night, may she go to Friday night. Because really midaraisa she's tar, she's only going to the mikvah mitzara chumra, is she allowed to go to the mikvah under those circumstances Friday night? I had the opportunity to ask this question to a number of Paiskim, and they all told me that the halach is that even though midrash should not mechuyif to go to the mikvah altogether, if the time comes out that she should go to the mikvah Friday night, even in such circumstances she may go. Says the Mishnah. Hamakasha nida, as we have discussed numerous times in our shiurim, a woman's life is a cycle of 7 days when she can become a nida. The halach is those during 7 days. As soon, again, I always emphasize all of this is midrash. Now, as we just quoted, we're makpid that any Ria, she sits side in the kiyam. But hamakasha nida, if a woman, while she's pregnant, goes in, sees dam during the nida days, kashasha shloish yamim, and if she saw dam for 3 days, betoich yur alef yom, during the 11 days when she can become a zava, the sofsa meislais, and then the pain subsided for 24 hours, the yolda, and after the pain subsided, she then eventually has her child, harezu yuletz bezov. The fact that the pain subsides, so we have a number of factors coming together here. One factor is that she saw down for 3 consecutive days during the Yimei Ziva. That makes her into a zava. But maybe the dam has nothing to do with ziva. Maybe the dam has something to do with the fact that she has a baby. So that's how we have to look. If the pain subsided, so that's a raya that the dam came because of the ziva, and she's considered a yeledes bezov, that the halach is after she'll have the baby, she'll have to have zayin nekiyim. If, on the other hand, the pain never subsided, that is an indication that the dam had nothing to do with the ziva. The dam had to do with labor. Posh pshat, we'll get into it a little more, and therefore she won't need zayin nekiyim. Rav Shua says, Laila v'yoyim k'layla Shabbos. Rav Shua says that it's not just 24 hours. The 24 hours have to be 24 hours that have a day, a night, and then a day, like Shabbos, where we have the Friday night and then Shabbos. Sheshafsa menatzar v'loy menadam. And also, the pain has to be subsided from pain and not from dam, which we'll explain more in the Gemara. So what is Rav Shua saying? Rav Shua is saying like this. Let's say the woman, her pain subsided Tuesday afternoon till Wednesday afternoon. That wouldn't be good enough. Because although you have 24 hours, the 24 hours don't include a whole night and a whole day. And he says you have to have like Shabbos. So first you ask, what does Shabbos have to do with this? So I saw two pshatim. There are probably more pshatim. We'll quote two pshatim. One pshat is that the concept of shvisa, the concept of rest, is a concept that we learn from Shabbos. And what is the definition, or what is the way rest is accomplished in Shabbos? Night and then day. So whenever there's a concept of rest, of shvisa, it has to be night and then day. Another pshat that I saw, that Rabbi Shua, by comparing it to Shabbos, is trying to say that just like by Shabbos, there's tois for Shabbos. You have to have, Shabbos begins already a little from Friday afternoon, and it goes into past night, Matzoi Shabbos. Here too, Rabbi Shua is going to say, not just that you have to have Laila v'yoyim, but you have to have Laila v'yoyim and a little more from before the Laila, and a little more from before the Laila and a little more after the yoyim. Says the Mishnah further, Kamik Shua, how long can we attribute that the dam is because of labor and not because of ziva? Even 40 or 50 days before she had the baby, we could attribute the dam to her baby and not to Ziva. The way Chazanish explains Daya Chadosha, he explains it means the month in which she actually has the baby. In the month that she actually has the baby, we attribute the dam to the baby and not to the Ziva. Only the last 2 weeks before the baby is actually born can we attribute the dam to the baby and not to Ziva. So the Mishnah began with the words Hamakasha Nida, that if a woman has labor pains and she has dam, she is a Nida. Ask the Gemara, Otokal Makasha Nida, is it true that every woman that has labor pains, even with dam, becomes a nida? Haven't we learned just now in the Mishnah that if this occurs during the Yemei Ziva, she'll be a zava, not a nida, or maybe nothing under the examples that the Mishnah learned? Answer the Gemara, Amar Rav Nida L'Yoyma. If she only saw dam for one day, so to become a zava, we know a zava gedol, you have to have dam 3 days. Still, that day she will be treated like a nida. Why that day? And what's the chiddush? The chiddush is that even though normally the halacha is that a woman who sees ziva has to be a shemeres yom keneged yom, and therefore you have to wait for the next day, by this woman we're more lenient. And by this woman, Rav says, we allow her to go to the mikveh that night. Why? So where do Rishonim explain the Gemara? Because the chances of her having, of her really becoming a yeledes bezov are very low. So since the chances of her becoming a zov are very low, that's why we can let her go to the mikveh that night, like a nida goes to the mikveh that night, and she's good to go. Why does, if the chances of being nida are so low, why does she have to go that night? So the Rishonim give two terutzim. One is that we should not come to teach women that if they have a riyah, they can ignore a riyah. Another pshat is that this is only if she saw it during the May Ziva. But if she saw it during the May Nida, the halacha would be different. There, all of these exceptions don't apply. So to make her aware of that, that's why Rav Midrabanan said she should go to the mikveh at night. Shmuel Amar, Chashin Hashem Tishba. Shmuel says we have to have Yoim Keneged Yoim because we're concerned maybe it will subside and maybe she'll end up being a Zava. And therefore, we have to have, like by all zavas, a yom keneged yom. Rav Yitzchak Amar Hamakasha and Klum. Rav Yitzchak says that midaraisa a woman has a riyah, we can ignore it. Ask the Gemara, Faktani, didn't the first words of our Mishnah say Hamakasha nida? So how could Rav Yitzchak ignore what the Mishnah says? Amar Rava explains Rava. The main nida. When did Rabbi Yitzchak say, the Meziva Torah, when did Rabbi Yitzchak take this lenient approach? If she saw dam during the Meziva, so we can assume that the dam has nothing to do with the Ziva, the dam has to do with the baby, and we can be lenient. But Rabbi Yitzchak will agree, says the Gemara, that if she saw the dam during the Meinida, we have to take a strong approach, and that she will be Tomei, like every Nida that she has to have 7 days. For Tanya, and indeed, so was learnt in a brisa. Tanya is not a kasha here; it's a raya. Hamakasha b'may nida b'may ziva tahira keitzat. And the brisa continues to. So we see that there's a difference between the may nida and the may ziva, exactly as Rabbi Yitzchak said. Keitzat, and the brisa continues to explain. Kishisha yom echad. She had labor pains for one day, and then the safsa. And then those pains subsided for 2 days. Or she kissed her shnayim. Or she had pains for 2 days. With sifsa yom echad. And then those pains subsided. Or she sifsa. She didn't have pain. The kishisa. And then she had pain. The chazra sifsa. So at the end of the day, those pains subsided. So since the pain subsided, we cannot attribute the dam to the baby. We have to attribute it to the ziva. And that's why she's a yeledes bezov, and we require zayin nekiim. Ava sofsu yom echad, v'kishish shnayim. Or she shifts shnayim, or even if she was 2 days, v'kishish yom echad. And like Tosha says, not all of these cases are necessary. We can learn one case from the other case. Or she kisses of a shasa v'chaz v'kishisa, ein zu yeledes bezov. Klolo shodavar, what is the rule? Kushi samach leleida. If before the baby was born, she was having pain, so we attribute the dam to the baby, and therefore ein zu yeledes bezov. She's not considered yeledes bezov. But if she's sufi samach leleida, if the pain subsided before the baby was born, harezu yeledes bezov, and she has to wait zayin nekiyah. Chananya ben Achir b'shuaymer, kol shechal kshuya b'shlish shela, if she had pain on the third day, afilu kol hayom b'shufi, even though the whole day was fine, as long as the day began with pain, ein zu yeledes bezov. Ask the Gemara. We learned in the Braisa, klol shadova kushis samach leleida ein zu yeledes bezov. Ask the Gemara, what does that mean? Klol shadova lesuye, the Chananya. It's coming to teach us the din of Chananya, that if there's 24 hours of no pain, then she's considered that Yuledes Bezov, not like Chananya. Ask the Gemara, Menorah Mili, how do we know this halacha? The Tanur Rabbanan, Doma. Doma Machmas Atzma, only dam that comes because of the woman makes her into Azov, Veloy Machmas Vlad, but not dam that comes because of the baby. Dam that comes because of the baby will not make her into Azov. At the Oma Machmas Vlad, ask the Brisa on itself, is that the way to understand? Maybe the Brisa is teaching us, that as we discussed in our previous year, that if the dam comes because of external stimulus, that also should make her not tamei. Chishoimer answers the Brisa. The pasuk says, "V'ish ki yozov zoiv dama." Any discharge of ziva, harei onus omer. That even if it came because of external stimulus, she will be tamei. Hanimikaim dama. So what do we learn from the Dhamma? Dhamma machmas atzma, v'loy machmas v'lad. So what we just learned is as follows. Dam that came because of the baby will not make her into a zava. Dam, however, which came because of an external stimulus, will make her into a zava. Ask the Gemara, Omar isa l'taras v'lad, u'tam ba'aynis, why do we say this? Why are we more lenient on the dam that came because of the baby and stricter with the dam that came because of an oinus, because of external stimulus? Answers the Braisa. Since we see that after a baby is born, as we've been learning in our shiurim, that a yamei tahara. So we see that dam because of vlad is much less stringent. We don't find that there's any leniency by dam by oinus. Ask the Gemara, Adirabba, we can make an argument the other way. Matani ba'oinis she'em oinis b'zov. The halacha, as we learned in the previous shir, is that a zov, if he became a zov because of oinis, because of external stimulus, isn't tamei. So the Gemara's question is, we see a leniency by oinis by a male, so shouldn't that be extended? That if the Torah said that there is a place to be lenient by women, we should be lenient by the oinus of a woman. Answer the Gemara, hashtab isha kaminin. For the oinus isha lo yashkechan. Yes, by male, external stimulus is a leniency. But that is nothing to do with women that we're talking about. Vaybay seima, another way of explaining. My datach, what do you want to say? To say if the woman saw dam because of an oinus, she'll be tahor. Or tamuri b'vlad, but if she saw dam because of a baby, she'll be tamei. As tomorrow, that makes no sense. En l'cha oinus gol miza. There is no bigger oinus than yuleida. So if we're going to say that she's tahor by an oinus, she'll also be tahor by leida. So why would the pasuk that says that she's tamei teach us? It must be that by dam vlad, she's tahor, and dam oinus, she's tamei. Ask the Gemara, Yochin Neida Nami. So we just said that even Rabbi Yitzchak, who's very lenient, agrees. Even Rabbi Yitzchak, who's very lenient, agrees that if during the day of Nida, if she saw dam, we will make her into Nida. Why not say, Nami, name is Zoyva Machmas Atzmai, Vloy Machmas Vlad, that if the dam becomes because itself, that's when she's a nida. But if the dam came because of the baby, she will not be a nida. At the oim of vlad, ayeno oinus, eksh oim of ish ki yozov si yozova, hare onus omer. Haman became a zoiva, zoiva machmas atzmoi, vloi machmas vlad, omer, rishlok. So maybe even if the dam came because of vlad, she should not be a nida. Omer rishlokish, omer kra, teishiv. Yesh lucha yeshiva acheres shukazu, during the meziva, if the dam came because of the vlad, she's not tamei. Veim zukisha b'mei nida. Elam avud shmo amakra v'tamei shvaim k'nidasai v'chloi k'zivasai v'chlal the zivasa tar. Dam that came during the meziva because of the baby is tar. Veizu kusha b'mei ziva. What is considered kusha b'mei ziva? That dam is not tamei. V'hash d'ksiv tamei shvaim k'nidasai. Dama lamali, ilav dama, have a kemedina, kenidosoi, vloy kezivasov, afil b'shufi. That even if it's subsided, she should also still be tahor. Kamashmon, that even if it was during the Meziva, but if the dam, if the pain subsided, then she will be considered a Zava Nin Zayin Nekiyah.